listening to the Daily Roundup here as part of the Reality Steve podcast. I'm your host, Reality Steve. Thank you all for tuning in. Great Monday show for you. We've got a game changer in terms of the podcast, something a lot of you have been asking for. You will now get it. We're also going to talk about Jen's date yesterday in Australia. It was a group date. Got all your details on that. We are also going to talk about Farmer Wants a Wife. I finally got around to getting caught up on that show. Two episodes of that. Travis Kelce hosting a new game show. And I've got some airplane etiquette that I want to go over with you because apparently I've been a violator of this and I didn't even know it was a thing. We'll get to all that momentarily. Starting off, something that a lot of you have been asking over the years. And I talked about this, I believe, at the beginning of the year in January, because I had gotten an email from Apple Podcasts that said, transcriptions coming in April, or transcriptions coming in the spring. And we've just been waiting. I haven't gotten anything until I signed into podcasts yesterday. And if you listen to the show on Apple Podcasts, which I think about 88% of you do, based on the numbers, you can now see a written transcript and follow along with the words, same as you follow along to words listening to music on Apple Podcasts. When you go to my podcast now, in the bottom left-hand corner, there'll be a quotation icon. Just hit that and you'll see, and I looked over the last few of my podcasts, and they're really accurate. Apparently, I don't talk fast enough for them to where they can't understand me. Granted, I didn't listen to a whole show and follow along in the transcription, but I listened to the first 2 or 3 minutes of Friday's show and Thursday's show, and I don't think they had a word wrong, other than misspelling Nick Vial's last name, but you get it. Proper names they're probably going to get wrong, but it was very, very accurate. So I know a lot of you maybe have been asking, can we get the transcription on the website because it's something we need to read, but you can now read it along in the podcast form. So maybe, I don't know if you're sitting reading it on a train or a bus and you don't have your headphones. I don't know. I don't know why, what the reasoning is people want to read outside of, you know, obviously if you are deaf and hard of hearing, this is exactly what you want. And you don't have to worry anymore that you can't listen to my podcast or read my podcast. So that is now in effect. I don't believe it's part of Spotify. I didn't even check, to be honest with you. But like I said, looking at the last time I checked the numbers, it was like 88 or 89% of you listen on Apple Podcasts. So I would just go there and keep doing that and hit the quotation icon in the bottom left corner of my podcast. And it's no different, like I said, than Apple Music and doing the same thing and getting the lyrics to your favorite songs. So yeah, game changer. I knew it was starting in the spring, and it looks like it started over the weekend. Speaking about over the weekend, let's get to Jen's date yesterday. They are obviously still in Australia. They are in episode 3. I do not know how many men are left because we don't know how many they even started with. You know, let's just say at the most, they got rid of 3 of the 28 that were released on the Bachelorette Facebook page the night of Joey's finale. So let's say they started with 25. I can't imagine they are anything less than, I don't know, 15? I mean, did she really get rid of 13 guys in 2 episodes? Usually the first night is, you know, 8 or 9, but that's when they started with 30. If she started with, the most she started with was 27. So even if they got rid of 7 guys on the first night, she started with 20. Knowing that yesterday's group date had 10 on it, what if one had 10, one had 6, and she had, that wouldn't be 2 one-on-ones. You know what I mean. The answer is, I don't know how many are left, but there were 10 on the group date yesterday. And it was at the Forum Melbourne, which is a theater out there. And there were 10 men on the date. And that was Devin, Dylan, Grant, John Mitchell, Jonathan Johnson, Marcus, Sam McKinney, Sam Najad, Thomas Wynn, and Thomas Azzano. So they put both Jonathans, both Sams, and both Thomases on the date. Those were six of your 10. And what do you know? You know that phrase where it goes around a lot and is used in memes a lot, like, find somebody who looks at you like so-and-so looks at so-and-so? I almost feel like saying, find somebody who looks at you like The Bachelor looks at putting men in Speedos or boxer briefs, because basically it was a male stripper review show that they had to put on yesterday. The guys from Thunder Down Under were the guys that coached them, apparently earlier in the day before they got there. I mean, once again, there's a giant double standard when it comes to this show, because God forbid you wouldn't put all the women out there in bikinis. You'll put them in one suits and put them in a Baywatch-themed group date. And maybe in the past they would put them, but you know this show just loves embarrassing guys and having them, you know, prance around in barely any clothing. Well, they did it again. I don't know how Yosef's daughter is going to react to having to watch this garbage, but she's going to have to deal with it. But look, let's not be surprised at all. This is what the show does. Every season, you are going to get guys that are stripped down into thongs or G-strings or banana hammocks or boxer briefs. It happens every season. You can't tell me that you're going to be like, oh, clutch the pearls. I can't watch this. Really? You've been watching it the whole time. They do it every season. This is nothing new. So basically, they came out in their briefs, and all 10 guys had about a minute each to perform on the stage. There were two guest judges who joined Jen. They were not the co-hosts of the show. They were guest judges. Jesse Palmer was the host of the show. And those two women were Becky and Ellie Miles. They are sisters, and they were the co-bachelorettes for the Australian version in 2020. I obviously had never even heard of these women before yesterday, but they were bachelorettes in Australia in 2020 when they did a co. So they were there. They judged with Jen. And like I said, the guys just had to perform for about a minute. One guy was in a thong, and I'm pretty sure that was Devin. And everyone else was basically in boxer briefs. And the story was Sam Najad, because he went last, and he did not strip down. He didn't even have a costume. He told them when he got on stage to cut the music, and he said he wanted to be vulnerable with Jen, and he told her he was falling in love with her. He said, I'm falling in love with you. So I'm sure producers put him up to that. I'm sure he's going to take a bunch of shit for it. I can say this now that I know that Sam did that. It makes sense, because the Tuesday comedy date, which I can reveal something about right now after hearing this about Sam. Sam was on the Tuesday comedy date, and apparently some of the jokes, because it was a roast, some of the roasts that were going around were calling him the Persian version, virgin. So looks like Sam's whole storyline, Sam Najad, is that he's a virgin, because he was called a Persian, Persian virgin at the comedy date on Tuesday. And so I would assume that's why he didn't get up there and do what everyone else did, and he didn't strip, and probably felt a little awkward. So now we're going to have to deal with that storyline this season, however long he lasts. But just know that about Sam Najad. No, it wasn't Jahan. So I don't know which day it happened, because all I was told was about a one-on-one date. And it could have been the day before. It could have been Saturday's one-on-one date. It could have happened. Actually, I don't think it was Saturday's, because this was in a paper in Melbourne on Saturday. I saw a mini blurb in a paper out there that said one of Jen's one-on-one dates was she went skydiving. They landed in St. Kilda, and then they were seen walking around the Elwoods Point Ormond lookout. I don't know any of these places. I'm just reading this straight from the paper. But the Elwoods Point Ormond lookout is where the paper said Jen was seen with one of her suitors on a one-on-one date, and then come to find out that there was a skydiving date that landed in St. Kilda, which, looking on a map, they're right next to each other, so it makes sense. They land there, and then they go for like a walk around Point Ormond. But I don't know when that date was. It was in Saturday's paper, so it had to have been before Saturday. Maybe it was Friday. Maybe it was one of the one-on-ones in episode two. We don't know. We know that 10 men went on yesterday's date. So it seems that if they did an episode three group date and two one-on-ones, 12 people left after three episodes seems like a lot are gone. And I just don't know the answer right now. That seems like a lot, but I guess it is possible. So we'll just have to see what's going on here. But knowing that it is, what, April 8th today, and on April 21st, they are going to be in a U.S. city, and that city seems to be the episode before hometowns, this looks like she could be getting a season just like Charity's, which is basically 9 episodes long instead of the normal 11. But we don't know that for sure. We just have to see how it plays out, because the rental for where the men are staying is through April 16th, which is next Tuesday. Well, they're going to be in a U.S. city on the 21st. So where are they between the 16th and the 21st? It doesn't take 5 days to come back to the States. So do they just do one episode in New Zealand? Do they hop somewhere else close? We don't know. But that's all we're working on right now. So we don't know how many men are left other than there were 10 on yesterday's date. I can tell you on the 10 on yesterday's date, 4 of them were on the comedy date. You know one of them, Sam Najat. He's been on those 2 dates. And 3 other ones. So these could be the 10 and then 2 one-on-ones, and then there's only 12. Or there was a one-on-one that maybe had 6. Or, excuse me, another group date that had 6, and a one-on-one, she had 17 men before this episode. We just don't know, but it's tough to say. I just know one of the one-on-ones, I don't know what day it was, it wasn't Saturday, was skydiving. All right, let's talk about Way. I'd rather be booking a spring break getaway to St. Bart's. I could rewatch the entire Eras Tour in the time it takes me sometimes to do my hair. You might think, Steve, you barely have any hair. How could it take you long to do your hair? Hey, sometimes it does, because it bothers me because I can't get it the way I want it, perfectly sometimes. You don't want to be frizzy either. You're too busy to be frizzy. Grab Way's new anti-frizz cream. It's a lightweight cream that provides immediate frizz control that lasts for up to 72 hours. Ladies, helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. According to a consumer perception study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theway.com, that's theouai.com, and enter promo code REALITYSTEVE for 15% off any product. That's theway.com, theouai.com, promo code REALITYSTEVE for 15% off any product. As I told you in the beginning of the podcast, I got caught up with Farmer Wants a Wife. And in the last episode this past Thursday, they had to choose their next solo dates. And I thought it was interesting that 3 of the 4 farmers for their solo dates chose the women that they had just added to their batch, basically the new arrivals. And I'm like, but you kind of already had a one-on-one with them when you met them for the first time. You know? Like, did you really need to go out of your way to give them a one-on-one, especially when someone in your group, at least for Ty, didn't have a one-on-one yet, which was Brooke. So Brooke is obviously upset, as she should be. She goes and confronts him and says, I think you need to send somebody home. there's four of us here now, and you just gave a one-on-one to somebody that you just brought into the house, and I've been here the whole time, and you've never given me a one-on-one. And Ty was like, yeah, well, that one person you think I should be eliminating, it's you. And he sends Brooke home, which, kind of a head-scratcher. Like, I mean, it's his decision. He clearly didn't either have a connection or there is communication. He said it was communication issues, and but she was happy to be leaving. I'm sure that she is fine regardless. I don't know many things regarding this show in terms of spoilers or anything like that. In fact, I know none. But I will say that the one farmer who, if the rumblings I've heard online about are true, Ty is the one that apparently is just kind of all over the map. And nobody really buys his story on this show, where he's at in life, how serious he was about this whole process. Doesn't really look too good for him, apparently. And can we say that we're surprised about that? Because I'm sure he's a great guy. I'm sure he's a wonderful father. But every single time I've seen him having a one-on-one conversation with a woman, I feel like, one, he's not paying attention, and two, he's about to fall asleep. And three, he doesn't do much talking. Like, it is like pulling teeth getting this guy to engage with a woman that he's literally sitting across from or having a one-on-one date with. It just seems like he's not even into this whole thing at all. And then, you know, like I said, you hear the rumblings online and it's like, yeah, because he wasn't. So, I don't know. Brooke, you're better off. Hell, everybody that's left Ty's farm, you're better off. You know, and that's, you know, it's, I guess it's a mild shot at Ty. I don't know the guy at all, but it just, what I'm seeing online is kind of matching up with what I'm seeing on television. He doesn't come across as the most engaging guy on the show. I think, you know, Nathan, for all his struggles connecting with a woman and took him the longest to even kiss anybody, at least it seems like he cares and he's trying. I just feel like Ty has checked out of this show from the second they cast him. It just doesn't seem interested. And that's just how he comes across to me on the television set. I'm forgetting the stuff that I'm seeing online. I'm just trying to look at it for the show. And he just doesn't come across as the most talkative person in the world. And how these women can get to know him when it's like pulling teeth trying to get him to have any sort of remotely interesting conversation just seems impossible. So he's down to three, and I forget their names other than Melody. He's got two other ones. The new one, I just call her the redhead because I still don't know her. I forget her name. And then the other one that kind of looks like Lindsay Cox from Ben Flanick's season of The Bachelor. I can't remember her name. As for the other ones, like I said, three of the four took their newest arrival on solo dates. And it seems like Mitchell, he seems to be into the one he just brought in more than the other ones. Her name is Emerson. I couldn't remember what the other ones are. Like I said, it's tough because I took 2 weeks off where I didn't see it. It was in my DVR, and I got caught up this weekend, and I just, you know, this isn't a show that obviously I do spoilers for or I study very hard, so that's why I'm not the greatest with the names right now. I know the ones that kind of stick out to me, and obviously Brooke stuck out to me because she eliminated herself, or he eliminated her, and Emerson because she clearly has something with... Oh, shit. Maybe she's with Brandon. See? No, Emerson's... Yeah, Emerson's with Brandon. Yeah. Sorry, screwed that up. Emerson's with Brandon. I forget who Mitchell's new girl is. But I can picture her. She's a blonde. I know that. And then Mackenzie is the one that came in for Nathan, but he was the one that did not take his newest arrival on a date, I think. So those are my thoughts on Farmer Wants a Wife. I'll do better with names after this Thursday show. Talked about it briefly last week. It has now become, I guess, official, even though it hasn't been released by any sort of news organization. But the entertainment sites have been reporting that Travis Kelce is the host of, it's going to be called Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? So instead of bringing fifth graders out, they're bringing three celebrities out every episode. And he's been filming episodes in L.A. where, I don't know if you know how game shows are filmed, but they literally knock out numerous episodes over like a 2 or 3 week run. And those are the episodes and they run for the whole year. So you don't, you know, you see one episode a week, but you get what, 10, 15 episodes of a game show. Those were all shot within a span of 2 or 3 weeks. And he's shooting that now. It has not been given to, we don't know what network it's on, probably going to be Fox, but he's going to be on it. He's going to be the host. He's been shooting it and apparently getting good reviews, but this should be no surprise to anybody that he's doing this. And finally, I want to end with this. So I'm seeing this a lot on TikTok. It's coming across my For You page, and that is the ick of on the airplane, people who take off their shoes on the airplane, which I've never understood for the life of me. I don't get it. How did you literally come on the airplane with your shoes and socks and you take them off on the plane, which I've never understood. But now I saw one the other day where somebody was sitting across from somebody else and they took a video and they zoomed in on this person's feet and this person was in flip-flops. And look, if I'm doing this wrong, I have no problem not wearing flip-flops on a plane. But I swear, I think every trip I've ever made to Vegas, I go in flip-flops. I didn't realize there was something wrong with that, that your feet are exposed. Like, it's, I don't know, I find it different than coming on board with shoes and socks and taking those off on the plane versus you're just walking in flip-flops. But apparently that's a thing, and now I'm bothered by it. Bothered to the point where I won't do it anymore. Because I saw that, I'm like, oh, I guess this is an ick. Is that what they call it? The kids call it now? Icks? This is an ick. I did not know this. If I would have known this, I would have worn shoes every time on the plane. But every time I'm like going somewhere like fun and sunny, I just put my flip-flops on. I didn't know that was a thing. A bad thing. So I will wear shoes and socks now on the plane going forward. I swear, I had no idea about this. And maybe this person that did it, maybe it's not as big of a deal. Maybe some of you don't think it's a big deal. You're like, see, that's fine. I don't know. But it bothered me enough to where I don't want to be a part of that. And I'm not going to wear flip-flops on the plane anymore. So, and I'm good on plane etiquette. You know, I pretty much keep to myself. I don't deal with anything on the plane. I don't sit there and complain all the time. Or I just get in my seat and just put my headphones on for the whole flight and always get the Wi-Fi and just on my phone listening to music or doing some work or checking emails or going on the internet. And then plane lands and, you know, I just like get me to where I need to go and I'm getting off the plane and the plane did its job. Get me from point A to point B. Everyone else has got stories all the time about stuff that happened to them on a plane. I've got none. I've been traveling a lot for the last 10 to 15 years. I've literally got no plane stories. Nothing ever happens to me. You know, knock on wood. You know, I don't want anything to happen to me. But I never have anything drama-wise related to me. And I've never really had any stories about other people on the plane. But shit, maybe others had stories about me because I was the guy in flip-flops. I don't know. But from now on, thank you. I'm glad that came across my For You page on TikTok because from now on, not wearing flip-flops. We'll go socks and shoes. And by going socks and shoes, I'm not going to take them off either. I'm just going to be wearing socks and shoes on the plane from now on. Thank you all for listening. I appreciate it. Follow me on Apple Podcasts. Also, rate and review. but you got to hit play. It doesn't count as a download anymore for it just to show up in your feed every morning. So if you miss an episode, go back and hit play. And like I said at the beginning, we've now got transcripts on Apple Podcasts. All you got to do is go to my podcast, hit play, and then in the bottom left-hand corner, hit the quotation icon and all the words to my podcast. You can follow along with me talking. How about that? Thanks again for listening. I really appreciate it, and I will talk to you tomorrow. See you!